Blog Talk Radio.
That's not funny, huh?
Not one bit funny. There you go. Jerry Reed, she got the gold mine. I got the shaft as we join William Morgan from Capital Management Group of the Carolinas, 113 North Center in beautiful uptown Statesville. I can just imagine why you wanted that song played going into your show this morning.
As they say in France,
yes.
How apropos. Listen up, divorced people.
All right. All right.
You can profit from a spouse's Social Security benefit even if you're no longer married.
Yeah,
if you want to twist the knife a little deeper, listen up. Okay, you may want to take kids out of the room just a little bit.
Oh, my God.
A big surprise about Social Security for many people is the payoff that they can get by claiming benefits based on their spouse's earnings. But a bigger surprise is in store for some people, how large those benefits can be even if you've divorced. Now, here's some background. You can collect Social Security based on your husband or wife's earnings instead of your own, and that's also true after the marriage is over, as long as you were married for at least 10 years and you aren't currently remarried. Unless your ex already gets retirement or disability checks, you also have to wait 2 years after the split. Now, if you claim a spousal benefit at full retirement age, which is 66 until the year 2020, it can be equal to as much as half of what your spouse or ex-spouse can collect at his or her full retirement age. This enables a possibly lucrative claiming tactic. Let's say your spouse or your ex is due $2,500 a month. At 66, you can claim $1,250 a month as a spouse. Meanwhile, you can defer what you're due based on your own earnings, letting that increase by 8% a year until you're 70. If by then your own monthly check will exceed your spousal payment, you'd start getting the higher amount. In this case, you'd pocket $60,000 over 4 years while your own future benefits grow. Nice deal, right? Well, the deal's just as good for your ex.
Oh.
In an intact marriage, only one of you can claim as a spouse while deferring your retirement benefit. But if you're divorced, Social Security lets each of you collect on your spouse's record while allowing your own eventual monthly check to grow. For an ex to collect, the other has to be at least 62 or disabled.
Ah.
So married or divorced, you should wait until full retirement age to claim the spousal benefit. While you can start collecting at age 62, you'd only get 70% of what you'd receive if you held out to age 66. But unlike your own benefits, which grow until age 70, spousal ones max out at 66. So it doesn't pay to delay any longer. One possible reason to claim early, other than the urgent need, is if you're caring for children 18 and under, you might earn more benefits on their behalf. As a married couple, deciding which of you should collect spousal benefits and when can be complicated. If you're divorced, though, you don't have to coordinate your claiming. That's an easier call.
Oh, yeah.
That leads to a second piece of advice if you're divorced. Try to remain on good terms with your ex. The reason is that it's very hard to calculate when and whether to apply for spousal benefits without having your spouse's earnings record in hand. You can't always get that from Social Security ahead of time. You know, you can try by making an appointment, but the surest way to get the numbers you need is for your ex-spouse to hand them over. So you do have to have a somewhat amicable relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, well, just keep that in mind.
That's pretty interesting. Let me start calculating on that right now.
The gift that keeps on giving.
That's pretty wild. All right. Well, if you have any questions about this or anything else, all you have to do is contact William Morgan.
704-878-6677. The web address is mycmg.net, and you can find us on Facebook or at divorce court. I'm standing outside handing out advice.
That's right. That's an excellent idea. Every time you hear William Morgan on the radio, you will always be
right on the money.
Securities and investment advisory services through HBEC, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. HBEC and Capital Management Group are not affiliated.